Good afternoon, Technophiles. Hey, it is time for our show for today, and we've got quite a few things to share with you. If you haven't come with our show before, you know I'm Scott Henke, and I've had 33 years of computer experience seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly having to do with computers. We will take some of your questions, possibly have some educated answers, but we're a forum where you can email us some questions at scott@henke.com. And if they're good, we'll read them on the air. If they're really bad, we will definitely read them on the air. And we'll possibly not laugh at you in front of people or mention your name. So go ahead and send me your emails if you have any questions. We got to also have quite a bit of education going on. You know, I've got 33 years of experience, about 20 years of teaching computer classes to novices and beginners and things like that. People just getting used to their computers. So I got a knack of making computers just a little bit easier to understand. So hopefully you'll stay with us today. We've got a great show for you. We're going to start out with some of our questions from our listeners. We usually put this at the end, but I've got so many input, I thought might as well do it at the beginning. This particular person mentions, you know, I've talked about something in past shows called Malwarebytes Professional, and that is an anti-spyware program. And we've been saying how that is going away. I think it's something like March 28th. You can't buy the lifetime version anymore for $25. You're going to have to pay $15 to $20 per year for the program rather than $25 the rest of your life. So if you are listening to this, I definitely would go check it out at malwarebytes.com. It's MalwareBytes.com. This is going out of style. The lifetime version is. Now, it'll last the rest of your life if you buy it in the next 2 weeks. But they're really keeping this on the down low. They don't want people to have a mad rush to buy all their products because they'd rather you pay the $10 or $15, $20 a year once they switch to their other plan. So I would buy it right away. Now, what this program does is it supplements your antivirus program. It does not replace it. This email I got from somebody says, hey, I'd like to upgrade my PC with Malwarebytes Professional that you mentioned. Right now I'm using Norton. And is Malwarebytes more efficient or faster than Norton? Norton definitely slows my computer down. And can you send me the instructions on how to install it? Well, let's go into this. First, you don't replace your antivirus program. That's something that we're trying to be very specific. You do not take off your antivirus. There's a big difference between viruses and spyware or malware. Viruses intentionally do something bad. You know, they can erase your files, they could steal your passwords, they could slow you down, whatever. They've got a lot of antivirus programs, but there's only a few anti-spyware programs or anti-malware programs. And what that does, it gets those programs that don't really hurt you. They will just send you advertisements the rest of your life, not via your email, but on your screen. Something will pop up and say, hey, you've got a free free backup program. Would you like to speed up your computer? Would you like to clean your registry? Would you like to optimize your computer? Whatever it is, it sounds really good, but it usually is a spyware program, something you don't want. And not all the antivirus programs protect from that, because you really have to give these programs permission to do it. You'll have to click on something, like if there's an ad and it says, would you like to speed up your computer, and you push the button, yes, right? And then something pops up and says, something's downloading to your computer, do you want it to proceed, and you push yes. So now you're in way worse problem than you were before. Your computer's going to run slower and have all these ads that pop up and want you to buy their program. Well, that's the whole point, is they want you to get on the computer and pay them $29 to get the program off that they just installed. So it's all kind of a scam. Okay, a lot of these people can make millions of dollars a month by people clicking on those ads and downloading programs that they don't want. So Malwarebytes is a program that will alert you before you do this. Now, a lot of times Windows alerts you too. You have to read the error. Okay, if it says warning, this file may damage your computer, you know what? That file may damage your computer. They're not lying about that. So you want to think about it before you download something. But this is an extra level of protection, because sometimes you'll click on a advertisement, or you click on a link in an email, or go to some unscrupulous websites, or think you're getting a good deal by downloading free music. You're actually downloading a spyware program. So Malwarebytes is the premier one in the world. It's only $25 for a lifetime subscription. So I definitely think you should get that, especially within the next 2 weeks, because it's only $25. You don't want to erase your antivirus program, though. You want to have them both on there because they work in tandem. So if Norton is on your computer, it's still going to be slowing down your computer, and Malwarebytes is there too. But now you've got, it's almost like having a police officer and a sheriff's deputy protecting your house at the same time. You got two people, have two different jurisdictions and two different things they're looking for, protecting your computer. So I would get both of them And anyway, malwarebytes.com is where you can look it up. You know, if you do live in the Denver area, I don't know how many of you are listening to us from Colorado, but if you're in Denver, you know, feel free to come by our store. We'll install it for you for free and show you how it works. So you can check my website out if you want to take a look at that. You can look us at facebook.com/onsitehero, O-N-S-I-T-E, hero, or our website, onsitedenver.com. Anyway, that's a question from one of our listeners. Another one is really interesting. He sends me things quite a bit. He reads computer magazines more than I do. But this one's about a new smartphone battery case. You know, we went to CES. This is the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas back in January. Came back with a whole bunch of really cool things that you can demonstrate. One of the things we purchased was something called phone soap. It's a cell phone cleaner. Now, it doesn't, you don't rub it on your phone and clean it or anything, but it's an ultraviolet light that you put your cell phone in this case, and 4 minutes later, it'll be all sterilized. It'll kill all the bacteria and germs on your phone. You know, your phone is actually dirtier than a toilet seat, dirtier than a doorknob, dirtier than your kids, you know, boogers. Anyway, it's pretty dirty. So your cell phone, you don't realize you're putting up against your face, and your friends are putting up against their face, and you're using it in who knows what position you're in. The point is you need to clean this off once in a while. We have an item called phone soap. You're welcome to come by if you're in the Denver area. Just ask to put your phone into the cleaner, and 4 minutes later it'll all be clean. So come on by. That's a free service. You can actually buy this for $60 from phonesoap.com. I'm pretty sure that's what their email is. Anyway, this guy says about the a smartphone battery case. And this is something else we saw a lot over in CES in Vegas. A lot of weird things that you could put on your cell phone. Well, this is actually a case. It's made out of rubber, but it almost doubles the size of your cell phone, okay? But it has a battery built into the case. So when your battery wears out, you know, this one kind of takes over and can recharge your battery and so forth. You know, an average cell phone battery should last you at least a day, you know, a day without being charged. If not, you may be doing something wrong with your cell phone. You may have the GPS turned on. I don't know about all the phones, but on my Droid phone, you can turn off the GPS, and the GPS usually eats up a lot of energy, or, you know, cell phone width, bandwidth. You know, if you don't use something like the Bluetooth, that's when you can put those little doohickeys like Uhura from Star Trek, put those things in your ears, and you can hear the, here's what's coming out of the phone without hooking up any wires. That's called Bluetooth. But if you don't have one of those, you should turn the Bluetooth off. And let's say you don't use wireless at your home or office. Don't know why you wouldn't, but you could save a lot of data that way and go a little bit faster in many cases. So you can turn off your wireless antenna. These are all things that are eating up your cell phone battery without you even knowing about it. So you could get a lot of cell phone battery that way. But there's an article that this guy sent me about the Mophie. And what that is a doubles the battery life on your phone, but it also doubles the size of your phone, and it is $90. So it's a cell phone case for $90. I think that's a little bit high. They have some really cool things. They're called, what are they called here? Power bricks? That's what I call them. It's about the size of a popsicle. I don't know how to explain. It's about the size of a popsicle after you've eaten it for about 3 minutes. So it's a little bit smaller than a popsicle, and it's a battery, and you plug it into your USB port, and it'll charge it while you're using your phone. And that's something you could just throw into your purse, or your briefcase, or your car, and always have that charge. And if your cell phone always wears down, you just kind of pop that in there. But that thing's only about $20. So $20 for that. You could also buy a second battery. Now, you know, why not? Your battery's dead. You should know how to take the battery out of your cell phone. You can get a new replacement battery for probably about $20. You know, you can go to a local place like your Verizon or Sprint dealer, but those battery prices there are going to be considerably more, probably $50 or more. You could order it online is what I always do. Just buy a second battery for your phone. That's going to be the smallest case, right? I mean, it's the smallest part. And, of course, it fits right in your phone just in case you need it. So when I go on vacation, I actually have an extra battery with me. So when I'm in Disneyland on the middle of the ride and my cell phone, you know, starts to run out of batteries, I could swap the batteries out and continue the ride in ease. So that's something else you could learn about is getting an extra battery for your phone. Now, one of the things that we saw there at CES, you could get this from, gee, I don't have it on my website, but I can send you the link for it. It's a taser attached to your iPhone. You know what a taser is? Electronic, zzz, you know, the policemen have it and they put it on your neck and kind of buzzes you and makes all your muscles constrict and stuff. You can get that attached to your cell phone. Now, it actually doubles the size of the phone, so it's going to be thicker. But if you're one of those people, you know, maybe going home, walking home late at night or something like that, and you know how people always have their cell phone in their hand, so they're not, the criminal's not going to be suspecting this. But the cell phone is a taser, and you just put the cell phone up to the guy's neck and zap him. So anyway, that's a cell phone or iPhone taser. You can look that up if you want to. Not a good idea in the middle of the night if you're getting up to, you know, your phone rings and you pick up your phone to answer it and you hold this up to your head to answer it and you electrocute yourself. So there are some really bad ideas about this. And I'm sure once this hits the mainstream, we'll hear some really awful stories about the taser cell phone affecting many people. But the point is, if you use it right, you can attack your, you know, get the attackers and stuff like that. Okay, somebody else emailed me about, let me find that email. Hold on. It is talking about some going a little bit more cleaning up for spring cleaning. You know, we're coming up on the spring. It's March, and when March happens, you know, want to clean up your house, but maybe you clean up your computer as well. There's a lot of good things you could do, and one of them is for sure you need to back up your computer. I don't know how on earth you can survive without backing up your computer. Everybody assumes, hey, I just bought a new computer and everything's working well. That means my computer's not going to die tomorrow. And that is a fallacy. That's not the truth. No matter when you bought your computer, your hard drive can die tomorrow with no notice at all, and you could lose everything on your computer, okay? Your home computer, your laptop, your tablet, your cell phone, anything. You could lose that thing tomorrow. There's no guarantees in electronic world. So you want to make sure and back that up somewhere. Now, two great things you could use is an external hard drive. That's right next to your computer. But you could also do an off-site drive. That's something like Mozy or Carbonite. I personally use Mozy because I think it's just a little bit easier than Carbonite is to use. But that's an off-site backup. And when you have stuff off-site and your house burns down, you still got all your stuff. Okay. You don't want to be too morbid like that, but, you know, we actually have about one client per year that has smoke damage or water damage in their home or business, and when you have an item like this that protects it off-site, you're doing much, much better. Okay, we've got a couple other ideas here from spring cleaning, but we're going to get back to that right after this break, so stay tuned.